Which I think is probably pretty normal at his age.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness.
Kind of
this inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
When you're ready, when I do that, it means you don't have to stop talking. It says, it's more info. She says, yeah, he's wanting his dad back more. He's not taking the separation well.
No.
I want to let everybody know the phone lines are back up. So now we have.
No, he's not, Luna. And I worry that it will cause him emotional distress later on.
Yeah,
you know, boys need
him. Right?
They need that father figure.
Yeah, in the perfect world, obviously you have both and they're both engaged, you know, to some level. I mean.
Yeah.
Every household is different. Some households, you have both parents are just strapped working mega hours to make ends meet. Sometimes you have just a guy working mega hours to make
Absolutely.
Ends meet, and he's never around, and or vice versa. As we're seeing, the woman's doing all the work, and the guy's there. And so it's weird.
The pandemic, everything is kind of topsy-turvy. You know, the people are broke. So it's hard for lots of families. Just always keep lines of communication open with him. I think he's a deep thinker. I think you may find out in the higher grades that you have a gifted child. And you know, it's hard for them in one of my adopted sons was a gifted child. And he really did not have a social group because of it. There were only a few that were in this gifted program and it isolated them. So he literally went to college with very few social skills. And he's now, as he's heading towards the age of 30, he's now, you know, gaining speed and doing well. So he's got nice cards. I don't see any real problems with him. He's going to want to make you and his dad proud. And that, I think, means a lot when you are raising children through puberty, especially. Suddenly it's if they know everything and you don't know a thing. So you just have to kind of, okay.
They all of a sudden don't know everything and they're like little babies again.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, they go running to mama.
Yep. Like, oh, I didn't know. All of a sudden, all right.
So are we back?
We are back, and Amy's here. I think we talked to Amy last time, right?
Yes, we did. Amy, we're going to connect on Saturday.
And she said, Luna said, good, he's already made me proud with all that he can do with his autism and other special needs.
Right,
sure,
and
right.
That's the thing, too. I am a believer, along with others. I mean, we're not in the mainstream, but I believe a lot of autism relates to higher like a higher functioning learning capacity in his cards. And a lot of these kids end up being, oh my God, just like really celebrated as musicians and writers. And, you know, they go on. And I do believe they're going to crack that code and it won't be long.
I mean, as we see with every couple generations, they crack a lot of codes.
And they do.
You know. They do. I mean, compared to 50 years ago, what the medical field knows about the brain alone is hugely improved. But they still only know a little tip of the iceberg about it. Just a little tip. It's so such a complex and an amazing thing. All right. Thank you, Luna. And I would like to, since we've gone over the hump, I would like to remind everybody at the show it's for informational and entertainment purposes only. And we got our phone lines back on. Amy's here. She says she just wants to listen to us.
Oh, okay, Amy.
It's always your prerogative.
We love that.
And we notice on Blog Talk, they give us some stats. People don't need to freak out. There's no Big Brother. They tell us how many listeners and what platform they're listening on, but that's they don't give us any
your
more details than that.
Your numbers are never kept.
They don't even tell us which ones were at which country. They just say, we had this percentage in this country.
Yeah.
So there's no, oh, my God, if I call in, I'm going to be on a CIA list. Don't swear. It's not happening. I think we should move on to our next caller.
Sounds good to me.
And I believe this is our new person in, well, the area code is 830, which shows me it's in the San Antonio area of Texas. 830.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome to the show. And your name is?
Hi, I'm Sadia.
Well, hi, Sadia.
Yeah, good to have you with us. You're new.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
You're new? Okay, well, we welcome you, and you're now part of the family.
Absolutely.
So you're only a newcomer once.
And you're welcome, Luna.
And by the way, I have to tell you, when I was on active duty in the Army, I loved San Antonio. The whole area is absolutely beautiful. Loved it there. The
it's
weather.
A big-ass state.
Although you do get some wicked rain, you know, hurricane stuff and all that, but it's
a beautiful area. They get a little bit of all the flavors.
Yeah.
They get snow in some of the places in the winter, you know,
so
a little bit.
Tell us, what brings you to the show?
I just wanted to, you know, show some love and also get some answers.
Okay. We're ready.
Yeah, go ahead. And everything you were typing, like I said, I was trying to let her know that don't let the word love, doctor, throw you off. Any questions.
Yeah.
I think she was interested about a grandmother from her past, and you can give some more info. The more info you give, the better your reading will be, especially as a first-time caller, because we don't know anything about you right now.
Is this a grandmother that passed? Did your grandma pass away?
Yes, ma'am, she sure did. Well, my daughter was in the NICU.
Oh.
When?
NICU. It's for new babies that are, like, premature or have issues.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I learn something new every day.
Like newborn intensive
care. Yeah, my baby came 2 months early.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I hope your baby's doing well.
Yes, she sure is.
How long ago was this, if you don't mind?
My grandmother has been gone a year since June 7th when she passed.
Okay, well, that's...
So it's been a year.
And my daughter, my daughter just turned one on the 4th of June.
Okay, so it's like a bittersweet type of thing going on there with the death of a loved one, but the anniversary of the birth of a new loved one. Yep.
And tell me, what are you looking for a message from Grandma? There's something you'd like to ask her.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to ask her how, like, if she ever got to meet my baby before she passed, because I know she wanted to so bad, and I had her in the NICU.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, my kiddo's in the back.
Oh, it's okay.
Sounds like they're alive and active and being children.
No, sure.
Kids and dogs, man. Yes. You can't control them.
Yeah, we got 4 dogs that run around this little studio.
Yeah, you know,
And they can make a lot of noise sometimes.
They're just like kids and dogs. They are who they are. They do what they do.
Okay, now, for you as a newcomer and for anybody else who may be interested, I'm using a 24-card layout when others prefer to just, select a random few cards. I like to see the whole picture. And if I see anything that seems really significant that isn't involved in your question, I will bring it up. I'll make sure to mention it to you.
All right.
Let's see what we got here.
See what we can see.
Oh, my goodness.
Her name was Cindy.
Your grandmother had a great personality, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
I could hear her laugh, and it's like a big laugh. And she is saying right off the bat, and often newcomers, they often don't want to speak in spirit or communicate right away. It can take a little bit, but no, your grandma is just right there. And you know what she said? Don't you worry about me meeting that baby of yours. I was with that baby every single day that she was in the hospital. Their grandmother was right there. And the thing is, I love about newborn or very young children is they still have senses relating to, say, the other side.
They're still learning about their senses. They don't even know what they are yet.
And I wouldn't be surprised that baby was able to see her and they communicated with Gaga, or, you know, it wouldn't be much for English. But Grandma says she's just absolutely insisting she was there every single minute. And she wants to know, do you see her? Do you experience her in your dreams, like at night? Do you, when you're sleeping?
I've experienced the dream with her before, yes.
Okay. Well, these are real encounters. And she wants you to know that when you dream of her, you are really with her.
I took care of that.
And be mindful that often there will be symbolic stuff that won't really make sense immediately. Like, go ahead.
I've noticed a few outside my house.
I just need to tell people that are listening and watching. That 90-second thing you heard, don't freak out if you're on hold, you're getting your reading, you're in Facebook Live. That was, I have fixed that. That there is a lot more than 90 seconds left of the show. But go ahead, Deb, back to you.
Well, I just want to say that Grandma's very expressive. She loves to, she watches you care for your baby, loves to hear the baby laugh. So she's very, very near now. And we just have to remember, we live in a different dimension. But they can be right here with us. And so don't be alarmed if you ever actually feel her hand on your shoulder. We have another caller who has called in. In fact, well, I believe it was the one right before you called. She often feels cold spots in her house or what was the other? There were other indications.
Well, a lot of them will see like a certain object on the ground quite often, or yeah, there's a certain type of bird that never usually hangs out in my seat quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of different things. And only they know themselves more than anybody if that is or is not the person, because that's the connection they have. We don't have that, but she'll do the cards on anything.
Yeah, I really will. And your grandmother's very aware of how much you miss her. But she says to me to tell you that she's not going to miss a single minute of your life. That's the kind of bond you have with your grandma. I think that's beautiful, isn't it? Makes me want to cry.
It's so beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional here.
Oh, honey, it's okay.
There's no need to apologize ever.
When things resonate, you're going to be emotional.
No, do not apologize unless you burp or fart. And even then, I don't need it. I'm a guy. It doesn't bother me. I'm a guy.
You know, that's what kind of hurts. You know, when all this happened, she was in the hospital and she called me, but my phone was on silent when I was in the NICU with the baby and I didn't hear it go off.
Oh, well, I guess what you can remind yourself is if you were meant to get that call, you would have. Okay. Because, when, you know, don't beat yourself up over that. All right.
And I want her to know that, I'm sorry. I want her to know, that ring that she wanted me to have, I have that around my neck every day.
That's a wonderful. You know what? I don't have to tell her. She's right there. She's listening to your every word. Right, Grandma? Right. So talk to her a lot, and she'll find a way to communicate with you. Sometimes it's a bird. A lot of times those that have are in spirit, love to send
that
a bird.
That seems to be a common thing.
Another
yep,
thing is
does.
They will ring chimes. And there was a lady whose husband had been killed in a bad car accident. And they had a really bad argument before he left to go to work. And he was killed. And this lady was suffering something fierce. And I said, you know what? Your husband is going to make sure you know that he's around. There's no, because where the is full of love, you know, forgiveness, it's all beautiful there. And anyway, he started ringing a chime, and she got a hold of him and said, that chime is in an enclosed front, like sun porch. She said, it's all windows. There's no air, and the chime is ringing. I said, say hello to your husband. So, honey, you're going to really feel her close as you go through life. Well, thank you so much for calling us. And I hope you won't be a stranger.
Yeah,
I'd love to have you.
Hopefully you'd like,
yeah,
follow, whatever the hell you call it on Facebook. On the second log on your phone. You'll get notified every time we go live. We go live quite often.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I very much appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, from the great state of Texas.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to Texas in 2 days.
To see two sons that are in Texas.
Yes, I won't be in your
military
particular area, but I love your state. It is an amazing place.
It's
pretty hot out here right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's hot everywhere, though. That's what's crazy.
It's true.
Except Laura said it was 30 in B.C.
And who?
British Columbia.
Oh, wow. That's cold.
That's
well, thank
cold.
You,
that
hon.
Might have been a nighttime temperature.
Take care.
Thank
your
you.
Grandma, your grandma's right there next to you, and she puts blessings on you all the time. And
thank you for sticking around,
yeah,
during our technical difficulties.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you all.
All right.
Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too.
Yep.
Yeah. It looked like it was from the San Antonio area. I never try to pinpoint a city because there's a lot of, depending on the size of the city, sometimes there's a billion little
suburbs,
satellite
right.
cities, whatever you want, the hell you want to call them, boroughs, they call them in New York, you know, stuff like that. But let's rock on.
Rock on.
We're going to go to the next caller, area code 423, back to the state of Tennessee.
Well, hello there.
423.
Welcome to the show. And you are.
It's Damien again.
Well, Damien, there you are.
Ah, figured.
Well, bring us up to date.
Roger that.
Well, you probably already know what happened today, according to that message I sent you.
Yeah, elaborate. I didn't see it. You saw it.
Yeah, and
okay.
It's been a
so,
heck of a day, so I couldn't get back to you.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm kind of thinking maybe this was the right decision after all, because I got a little birdie in my ear today to say, just call the courthouse to see what's there at the courthouse. So I called and I talked to someone in records, and you are not going to believe what the plaintiffs have done now.
Okay, what's
no,
that?
Oh, what?
Is something fairly recently they filed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whenever they foreclosed on the property back in February, I got the details of that particular foreclosure. Apparently, I sold the property to them for $55,000+, and that I sold it to this investor's firm for that amount. The truth is, I never signed those documents.
Oh, interesting. Oh, you better tell your brand new lawyer that right away, because that's against the law.
Did you tell him?
Well, I will be telling him tomorrow, because we're doing the paperwork tonight, and we're also going to be putting down the retainer tomorrow. So yes, whenever I make sure that the paperwork gets to him and that he gets the retainer, that's going to be the first thing I'll be disclosing with him first thing tomorrow.
How can they fraudulently do that?
Well, I mean, to me,
or
the first,
could that be the thing they caught?
Well, it could be. You're right. We don't. Well, it's brand new paper. He said they just filed. It sounds obviously, if it involves a signature, there's some kind of forgery or some kind of deception. If it required a notary public to be there, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. That's why the first thing he's going to tell his lawyer.
Sounds really hinky.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's bad.
It?
That's why the first thing he's going to tell his lawyer the first thing in the morning is, oh, you better check this out first.
Oh, this
right.
guy.
So tonight's reading.
Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead.
You
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
We got nothing.
Okay. So tonight's reading is okay. I feel like I'm on the right path. I feel like this is the right decision. So for tonight's reading, what exactly is going to happen going forward from here? You know, what's the outcome? What should I expect in this process? Invariably, what will be the outcome in its entirety?
Okay, well,
wow, that's
gonna,
a lot. That's
a lot, but
basket,
she's going to take her best shot, and she'll let you know what little variable she sees or
I consider this a good little surprise, but I don't want to have any more hidden surprises. So if there's anything hidden or anything else needs to be revealed, please reveal it.
Will you be able to get those documents?
Well, they just paid.
Is that Matt, your lawyer guy, going to get that evidence?
Yes, he will be when he does the title search.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Now that he knows something specific to look for, if that doesn't pop on the title search, then he'll dig into that. That's his job at this point.
So there's no 55K anywhere documented in your bank.
Well, it's first he ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would have known if somebody tossed 55 grand into his lap. You tend to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like a gazillionaire. I mean, maybe Bill Gates wouldn't notice that, but, you know.
And I have my suspicions as to exactly how they've done this. But I'm going to keep those under lock and key for right now because I don't think like a criminal usually, but in my mind, I'm just thinking, okay, if I was a criminal and I was out to do this, what would be the path of least resistance? And I've got a pretty good idea as to how they did this. And if they think they're going to get away with it, they got another thing coming.
Oh, and I would bet your lawyer's going to now look at damages.
Well, he's going to want to know that info. Mm-hmm. That's going to really, that's a big deal. And you know what they say? It takes a thief. You know, that type of thing.
But remember, in your reading, was that yesterday we did your reading? I kept saying there's something here that you guys were going to discover. And that's why we really felt it was good for you to go forward. Now, all of you out there in you know, listener land, we're not really supposed to give any legal advice. So we try to maintain it as just an opinion.
Nothing here is advice because, first of all, even if we thought we were qualified, we're not, and we'd get in trouble. Second of all, we're not qualified. But anyway, that's just for all the listeners. Damien already knows all that. That wasn't for him.
You're
going
to watch that man turn into a barracuda, the one you hired.
I got to put him
up. Okay. Yeah, you are going to, I mean, this guy is going to show you.
Come on, buddy.
What his skills really are, and I am perceiving they are going to become very downcast, like, I can't think of the word, I see the card, dismayed, inconsolable in some ways, angry, and they're going to try and lie about you, but they have no evidence. And probably why they dropped the case, thinking you're a dummy and you're just going to go skipping on your way, glad that the case is just dropped.
So this is like new paperwork he's talking about.
Yeah. But they're not going to take this well. And I'm glad because it's going to be your day in court, Damien. Yep, it is.
Quick international shout out to Allison. Hopefully she didn't go midnight yet. She joined us a while ago, but we were into the reading, Allison. If you missed our international shout out, we apologize.
Okay.
Back to Damien.
So I really think, I'm still thinking they're going to want to settle. But I think you can work long and hard on that.
Yeah.
And be a really good negotiator.
And your lawyer may say there's no such thing as settle. This is... go back hammer time on them and they'll want to settle taking a big loss because they did a whole bunch of things they shouldn't have done.
I wonder though, could this party turn around and go bankrupt? I mean, to not have to pay you the debt or whatever.
I guess that's a whole different ballgame. Not even part of what we're looking at. Yeah.
I just see that they're going to see that you're holding like a royal flush and they're going to be like, "Ooh, we're not playing this game. Nope, we're out."
Yeah. Right now, they don't even know that you've retained a lawyer.
Right.
I'm sure they don't because you're not advertising. Right. So that alone may get them a little like, oops, as soon as they find that out, because eventually they're going to find it out. They probably won't find it out during the title search. That shouldn't come to their attention. But that one lawyer is going to knock on another one's door, and they're going to be like, oh, now the game has changed. Legal counsel's involved.
Yeah, because this is huge.
They might not have anticipated that. I don't know. I'm just throwing crap out.
And it came that information was just right there, Damien. No digging.
Yeah, just called on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just called the records of the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, that was a lucky call. Caught him right at you hit that call right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like it just fell right in my lap. I just make it one phone call. And I was just like, my jaw, if you would have probably been in the room with me, my jaw dropped to my stomach and my heart dropped into my stomach. And
yeah, you know,
whenever I got down off the phone with the guy, I said, thank you for your time. I'll be in touch later. And
right.
I got off the phone and I was just, ooh, I was so livid.
Yeah. And, if you didn't have a lawyer, it's public records, you know, you could get them yourself. It might take a, you know, but you got a lawyer now. They can expedite things a lot faster than us common folk can.
Who's living in the house?
Property.
No one.
No one's there. So it's just sitting there in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. A decent suburb, but, you know.
Okay, so it's a suburb. It's not out in the sticks.
Okay, I got to tell you, it's undershare to come true. And followers of the show, you all know, I love the last designation in this layout that I use. It's called Sure to Come True.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question I personally posed to your cards was, Jamie, I'm going to win this case.
That's right, because that's what he ultimately wanted to know, was the way down the road big picture. What did you see?
He did. And the thing is, I'm going to just put this out there as just a, like an opinion. Because let me see if I can do this real cleverly. Let's just put it this way, that if I had to pick a side, I'd pick your side just because it's going to come up. You're going to be, it's going to be a path coming up roses. How's that? And that's just my opinion. Yeah, looks good. And I hope that you go with guns out. Balls to the wall, Damien.
Oh, I intend to now.
Oh, yeah, see how things fall into place? Yeah.
Yes. So what are the cards showing for settlement?
Well, first of all, I really think you're going to get the house. And then there should be what are coming through is like financial damages. Okay. Regarding this fraudulent paperwork. I don't know how that even got into court, into the records being unsigned.
A lot of research to be on that.
Well, that could also be why things are being held up, because even that's coming into question, because if it wasn't, why would all of a sudden today, out of all days, it just kind of fall right into my lap?
Well, because there's divine intervention. And I really feel that you were meant. This is your father's legacy.
Because when did you officially give the lawyer his retainer?
She hasn't yet. Tomorrow.
Yep, first thing tomorrow.
Okay, but you
did
a verbal.
Along with the paperwork.
You already did a verbal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and he's already drafted up everything.
Perfect timing.
This is a sign that you're doing the right thing. So this was given to you.
That's perfect timing. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So it's like, oh, look at all that, how that worked out right at the right moment before you roll in there tomorrow to sign.
Sometimes life is just amazing.
It's like,
isn't
here's your money, here's her signatures. Oh, here's this info for you that'll help you out.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad you were a final call.
Your lawyer's probably like, cool.
It's blowing my mind.
He's probably like, cool. That's actually a little piece of extra info that I don't have to find out on my own. I like that.
Amazing, Damien. Amazing.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I know he'll keep us up to date.
Oh, yes, please.
And you got to remember also a lot of times we probe you a little bit more because a lot of listeners out there kind of don't know what we're talking about.
Just so they
and a lot of times I don't either. Yeah. Like if you and Dev had a couple messages, I have no clue. So, you know.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
I feel very good. This piece of information today was the key
opening
the door.
Emotionally invested in this.
Yeah, we want to see you rage in victory.
Yeah, we're going to be pissed if something doesn't work out.
Right. Well, you all enjoy your little vacation to Texas, and I'll be in touch next week.
That's this one.
I'll be there. He'll be here.
I'm staying at headquarters during this.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be here, and we'll still be doing shows.
All right, so, be in touch there, Damien. All right.
All right, I'll call you all next week.
Absolutely.
All right, appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He knows how to find us.
Damn, that is really amazing.
Yeah, that's going
to
be.
I kept saying yesterday, there's something here that needs to be found. And then there it is.
Well, and, you know, that's just like a little tidbit that he doesn't know really what that's all about, but they're going to have a guy that gets paid to figure that out now. So, and that fact, he's going to be like, cool. You guys found something out that I didn't have to figure out on my own. Now I know where to go, really. One, he's going to do a full title search anyway. But he's definitely going to make sure he finds, get that damn document it doesn't pop up on its own.
Wow.
So that's cool. All right. I think, let's see here. We are right at the...
Bewitching.
It's a couple minutes till the end of the show. We don't have any callers right now. If there's anybody that would, like, we'll open up real quick. If anybody wants to messenger us, we'll do it.
I was saying I was glad Damien was our last. Because I'm just really, like, blown away.
Yeah, and I don't think we have any messenger folks.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
Ellis,
I think,
you know what it is. Plus, if we take a messenger call, our internet may go boop.
Right. So, everybody, no show tomorrow night. I have to board a plane very early Friday morning, but we will have a show Friday night, and you will meet Summer Avalon, who is going to knock your socks off with what she does. Take care, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye, Mel. Thank you.